Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
From Fox 4, Kansas City, this is the Crazology Podcast.
Lots of people around the United States are adjusting to a new normal. Coronavirus or COVID-19 is sweeping across the country, and people are scared. Hundreds of thousands of people have been diagnosed with the virus, and thousands of people have died. It can be overwhelming hearing news reports, looking at the statistics, and feeling isolated while people socially distance. While all this is going on, news outlets, podcasts, and other shows are trying to reach out to you to provide some new entertainment while you're stuck at home. Crazology was founded on the idea of getting to know an artist with a long-form interview and give you a sample of that artist's music. But in order to keep up with social distancing, we've had to cancel interviews. We did talk about switching to Skype or Zoom, but the quality of the audio just isn't as good as we can get in studio. So rather than taking a long break, we'll be doing something new. We're going to feature new music by artists from around the United States. You may have heard of some of them, others you may not have. Today's episode is going to feature an up-and-coming artist named Katie Pruitt, and I have to admit, since I started listening to her new album Expectations, I haven't been able to stop. It's catchy, honest, and it showcases Pruitt's talents as a songwriter. I'll be talking more about Pruitt, but before we get to that, let's jump into a song that I think we can all relate to right now. This is My Mind's a Ship by Katie Pruitt.
My mind's
Katie Pruitt is getting a lot of national attention right now for her debut album Expectations. In fact, she's been named an Artist You Need to Know by Rolling Stone, March's Artist to Watch For by XPN, and one of the top artists to watch in 2020 by NPR. The singer-songwriter learned how to play guitar from her mother when she was in middle school. In an interview with All Access Music, Pruitt said it wasn't until she was in high school that she thought she could become a professional musician. She remembers going to a friend's house before school to jam, and one time she played her friend an original song. His reaction to the music and compliments after gave Pruitt the confidence she needed to keep pushing forward as an artist, but it wasn't until she moved to Nashville that she fully gained the confidence to make music a career. While we only have a small sample size of Pruitt's talent, music critics from around the country can't seem to get enough of her sound. Pace magazine says Pruitt possesses the storytelling finesse of someone like Jason Isbell, but she also has a rootsy rock star energy closer to Sheryl Crow. Pitchfork says, quote, "With stately ballads and choruses to shatter glass, the Nashville singer-songwriter's debut builds into a record that feels deeply thoughtful and unified," end quote. Rolling Stone says there's something wonderfully nostalgic about Pruitt's album that, quote, "rustles up timeless, infinite feeling of being young and limitless," end quote. This one has to be my favorite. American Songwriter says at the end of the album, "not only do you know who Pruitt is as a person, but you also know Expectations as a flawless introduction to the start of a career that shows incredible promise." Possibly one of the catchiest tracks on the album is the title track. Pruitt says she wrote Expectations while coming out of a depression. She says it's about how your perspective can shift your focus to what really matters and recognize that people who love you can help you out if you need it. A quick warning, this is the only track on the album with a curse word, so if you're around small children, you may want to skip this one, but I wouldn't advise of doing that. This is Expectations by Katie Pruitt.
Yeah.
One of the things that caught my attention about Pruitt was her history. Like many artists, the 25-year-old Georgia native grew up in the church. Expectations is a coming-of-age story, talking about serious issues like mental illness, toxic relationships, and the frustration of growing up gay in the Christian South. In an NPR interview, Pruitt said over the years, she started to notice how adults in her life would talk about people who are gay. She says it was almost like being attracted to someone of the same sex was synonymous with being bad. Pruitt remembers having crushes on girls in high school and writing the song to a girl or about a girl. And when she played it live, she would change the pronoun to hide her sexuality. She says she wanted people to hear the song more than she cared about being out. Pruitt eventually came out when she was 20, and she says it was the moment she felt free from restrictions that had been a burden to her before. She beautifully expresses the pain and confusion of her childhood in the songs Normal and Georgia. The songs narrate the times in her life when she felt like an outsider. But specifically in Georgia, Pruitt addresses the conflict between her and her parents after coming out to them. This is Georgia.
When I think of Georgia, I think of you. Her eyes are crying in the second pew. You were my best friend, the light of my and the only one back then that knew the whole truth. Cause if I told my mom, she would scream at the top of her lungs, saying I don't belong, I don't belong. I sure hope she's wrong. I wanted to be honest, I wanted to be brave. But if my grandmother knew, she would roll in her grave. And my father would scream, he'd scream out in rage. She did not want a daughter.
Yeah,
If you're enjoying this episode of Crazology, make sure to click subscribe and catch up with new episodes. You can also find older episodes with artists like Ben Folds, Ulza Motley, and Madison Ward and the Mom Bear at fox4kc.com. Now, let's get back to another song by Katie Pruitt off her album Expectations. This is Normal.
Marching in line in the halls of my Catholic school. Seven Hail Marys, a fire copped an attitude. God was a word I had spoken, but I hardly knew. Kneeling down at the altar with no clue who I was talking to. Stumbling round Athens, the frat boys in hot pursuit. Left me staring at the ceiling, pissed off and feeling used. Wasted and worn out and wondering, where do I fit? And scared as hell, cause I knew I was different.
The world told us to fit in, but we did.
Expectations is filled with all kind of impactful stories, but one of the more unique stories comes from the song Grace Has a Gun. Pruitt says the song was about a girl she dated in college who was dealing with an intense mental illness, and Pruitt was trying to be a cure. In fact, she says most of her relationships have been unhealthy, but creating the album helped her find a sense of closure that eluded her for years. She says after the album was complete, she ended up hearing from Grace and talking things through. She says the experience helped her understand the importance of communicating and how we need to really listen to people even if we don't agree with the point they're trying to make. Pruitt says she hopes her music can help others overcome things that feel insurmountable, like feeling rejected or pushed aside. She wants you to know you don't need to feel like you need to conform or try to become normal. Rather, she wants you to love what's different about yourself, because those differences make you unique, wonderful, and rad. That's it for today's episode of Crazology. This episode was written by myself, Kendall Swank, with production assistance from Mike Simpson and editing by Jacob Orlowski. You can follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter to keep up with new episodes, or click subscribe to have new episodes sent directly to your device. Until next time, this is Grace Has a Gun.
Boy, you better start running. Grace has a gun. She's not fooling around. She don't keep it for fun. Make sure you approach her with a bulletproof vest. 'Cause when you piss her off, she'll aim right for your chest. Whoa, whoa. Don't believe the damage she's done.
One, two, three, four. Those are numbers, but you already knew that. If you want to know what number you're going to pay each month for your car, use Kelley Blue Book My Wallet on AutoTrader. They're really good at numbers. AutoTrader.